from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Flames have destroyed a residential garage behind a house on Lyle Avenue in South Porcupine. Deputy Timmins Fire Chief Scott Atkinson tells Country 93.1 News the garage contained a lot of automotive supplies and tools. The alarm went in shortly before noon. By the time firefighting crews arrived, it was engulfed.
We had firefighters from Mountjoy, Timmins, Schumacher, South End, Whitney, all attend just for water supply and manpower, and everybody is safe and no injuries.
As hot spots were still being extinguished, investigators from the Fire Prevention Division began looking for a cause. Still no sign of movement at the bargaining table between the feds and the union representing Canada Revenue Agency workers. A union spokesperson says there has been compromise, but does not say how or with what demands. They did stress the deal offered the CRA workers is less than the one negotiated with other striking public service workers over the weekend. 35,000 CRA employees remain off the job. 14 THNVS students are going public with their painting, sketching, and printmaking. An exhibit called Artistic Growth opens tomorrow at the Timmins Museum and is there until May 27th. Grade 11 artist Amelia Dabosky is one of the student coordinators for the exhibit. She intends to keep taking art classes during and after university. She might even make her living from her art.
Only time will tell. I do plan on selling pieces at this exhibit, so this is really going to give me an idea of whether I want to continue with a career or as just a hobby.
There's no charge to view the art. Buying, selling, and trading will be part of the day when the Timmins Coin and Stamp Clubs put on a show on Sunday in the Lion's Den downstairs at the Mac. It runs from 10 until 4. Publicity Director Oris Larinu says organizers hope owners of big collections make appointments instead of just showing up.
We don't want people bringing in a whole lot of coins because of security reasons. And at the same time, time is very limited and we don't have much time to spend appraising that stuff, but we will gladly do it off-site.
Of special interest will be British coins featuring King Charles and black toonies. The Royal Canadian Mint made them when Queen Elizabeth died. Their outer ring is black. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.